Hey everyone, and welcome back to the nation's leaders from coast to coast. History is often told through its biggest headlines and most famous names.
But sometimes the most fascinating stories are found in the footnotes. Welcome to Forgotten Fridays.
This is the show where we shine a light on the influential figures who shaped America from behind the scenes, or whose incredible stories have been lost to time. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Let's rediscover a piece of history.
Leah, when we picture the American Revolution, we picture Minutemen, Valley Forge, and Washington crossing the Delaware. We think of soldiers and generals. But there was another war happening in the shadows, a war of secrets and spies.
That's right, Stephen, and George Washington was desperate to win it. After he was badly beaten and forced to retreat from New York City in 1776, he was essentially flying blind. He had no reliable intelligence on what the British, who now occupied the city, were planning. He needed eyes and ears on the inside, and he needed them fast.
And this is where the Culper spy ring comes in. I wonder if they were trained soldiers or professional spies.
That's the most amazing part. They were almost all ordinary civilians. The ring was organized by a young cavalry major named Benjamin Talmadge, but the spies themselves were his childhood friends from Long Island. The core of the ring was a farmer named Abraham Woodhull, who lived in British-occupied territory, and a society reporter and merchant in New York City named Robert Townsend.
A farmer and a reporter. I'm curious how they even got information to Washington. It must have been incredibly dangerous to move between British-held New York and Washington's army.
It was one of the most complex and dangerous operations of the war. It was a true relay system. Townsend, using his cover as a merchant, would gather information on British troop movements and ship schedules in the city. He would then pass that information to a courier, who would ride over 50 miles to a town on Long Island. There, he would hand it off to Abraham Woodhull.
And how did Woodhull get it off Long Island?
Woodhull would hide the message on his farm. Then, another man named Caleb Brewster, a gutsy whaleboat captain, would row across the Long Island Sound, which was patrolled heavily, in the dead of night, pick up the message, and deliver it to Major Talmadge on the Connecticut shore. Talmadge would then get it to Washington. It was an incredibly risky process with many steps.
They must have had ways to protect these messages. I wonder what happened if one of them was caught.
This is where they were truly brilliant. They used code names. Woodhull was known as Samuel Culper Sr., and Townsend was Samuel Culper Jr. They also developed a sophisticated code book, where numbers were substituted for common words, places, and names. And most impressively, they used invisible ink. Sir James Jay, the brother of John Jay, had developed a special chemical ink that was completely invisible until a second chemical was brushed over it. The British had no idea how to read the messages, even if they found them.
So they had the methods, but I wonder if they got any good information. Did all this risk actually make a difference?
It made a huge difference. Two major victories come to mind. First, in 1780, the ring discovered that the British were planning a surprise attack on the newly arrived French fleet in Rhode Island. This alliance with France was brand new and absolutely critical. The Culper ring got the warning to Washington, who then moved his own army in a way that made the British believe he was about to attack New York. The British panicked, canceled their attack on the French, and the crucial alliance was saved.
That alone sounds like it was worth it. What was the second one?
The second one is even more famous, the treason of Benedict Arnold. While Washington was suspicious, it was the Culper ring that provided the first concrete proof that Benedict Arnold, one of America's greatest heroes, was in secret talks with the British to surrender the critical fort at West Point. The ring's message arrived just in the nick of time, allowing Washington to stop the plot and save the fort, even though Arnold himself escaped.
So they saved the French alliance and exposed Benedict Arnold. What happened to them? Surely the British hunted them down.
And this is the most incredible part of the story. Not a single core member of the Culper spy ring was ever caught. Their identities were one of the best-kept secrets of the war. Robert Townsend, Culper Jr., was so secretive that his role as a master spy wasn't discovered by historians until the 20th century. They were true citizen heroes who risked their lives for the cause and never asked for any public credit.
And that's our special for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this dive into history and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.